The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
I had met him once before, but when the game was over, I had a chance to shake Johnny Unitas' hand. He told me, "Peyton, you stay at it. I'm pulling for you." Well, I have stayed at it. I've stayed at it for 18 years. And I hope that old number 19 is up there with his flat top and maybe his black high tops on. And I hope he knows that I have stayed at it, and maybe he's even a little proud of me. There's just something about 18 years. 18 is a good number. And today I retire from pro football.
Adios, Peyton. We'll see you in an ugly yellow jacket in a few years. And how about those fights on Saturday night? And are you ready for the Brock Osweiler era? Let's hit it all and more. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, lots of ways to do it. You can hit us up on the phone lines at 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-ESPN. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday, very busy sports day. Lots of stuff happened over the weekend to get to. And there's a storm coming. So
the storm is coming. That's not like a, it's not a reference to a television show, I assume.
No, it's just a,
there's an actual storm.
There's actual, this is the latest in the weather guys scaring the living hell out of us thing.
Are you afraid?
No, but I will name the storm. I haven't decided what it's going to be named yet, but.
Deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. I will not name it Peyton, out of respect for the dead.
All right.
But
will you name it Elijah or Cooper?
Maybe. Well, it could be Eli, because then we could say Eli's coming.
That's true.
There we go. So that's kind of the big news of the day. There's a lot of stuff that we need to get to, but we'll start with Peyton Manning, because Peyton made it official, which I think it's the right time for him. I think from what we saw last year, there's not much left in the tank, but I admit I'm going to miss seeing that guy play when he was at his best. And even going back to the Super Bowl from a couple years ago when they got there and lost to Seattle, he was amazing all season long. And he's been a great player for a long time. He was a guy I never could hate, even though he was pounding the Texans every year. But I do have one Peyton story from – it's funny that we use the Johnny Unitas clip there, because I was at the Kentucky Derby one year, and I had these friends that are in the turf club, so I'd always go see them on Friday on Kentucky Oaks Day when I'd get my work done. And there was always somebody famous different at that table next to them every year. And one year there was Peyton and Johnny Unitas were at the table together.
Not a bad squad.
Along with their families and everybody else. So, and they were really friendly, and Peyton was a little lit. But they had a great time, just like we all do at the Derby. But, it's the right time, but you always hate to see an era like that end, because – we've been kind of blessed to see some really good quarterback play at a high level here for a few years at the top, not the rest of the league. And he was one of the guys at the top. So.
No doubt, one of the best ever. I mean, I think it's going to be hard to make a top five list without him. I did notice there was a lot of those lists being made today.
Yeah.
I watched, there was First Take was on this morning, but the usual people who were on First Take weren't on there. It was like a panel of people I'd never heard of.
So it was almost watchable?
Before. I mean, it was stupid. There was a couple girls on there, and you know how I am about girls that I've never heard of telling me about sports, but giving their top five lists. But Peyton Manning was on both of them, so that was
good.
Yeah. There was also a lot of lists because Antonio Brown showed up.
Yeah.
So they all did their top five wide receivers in the NFL, and every one of them put Antonio Brown number one.
Of course they did.
Because he was there.
Come on.
I mean, not that he's not in the conversation.
No,
I think he is.
Yeah, I agree, but that's...
But for all of them to say, oh, yeah, you're you're unanimously better than Julio Jones. All right. Notable on those lists were a couple people had DeAndre Hopkins ahead of A.J. Green and Dez Bryant, which...
Interesting.
I think the guy's good. I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Yeah, I think...
Is he your one of your top five receivers in the league, do you?
Well, I would say A.J. Green, Dez Bryant, if Calvin Johnson's still in the league, although he's fallen off a little.
Right.
Antonio Brown, certainly.
Odell Beckham,
Julio Jones.
It's hard to put DeAndre Hopkins in the top five for me right now.
I could put him six or seven real easily.
Yeah, I think he's top 10, but I think he's in the second half of the top 10.
I don't think there's a huge difference in terms of, you know, he's a different kind of player than those guys, but it'd be hard for me to put him in there. As far as your top five all-time, I can only go by what I've seen. I never saw Johnny Unitas.
Yeah, don't tell me Johnny Unitas.
So I can't.
And there was some lady who was telling me Johnny Unitas. He was on her list.
Of course. Yeah. What, was she like 28?
No, she was really old, but they had like a young, hotter picture of her when it put up her list. I think her name was Anita Marks.
I don't know her.
But she's an older chick, but when they put up her top five list, they'd have a picture of her, which was clearly taken like 20 years ago, and it was like a glamour shot at JCPenney's in the mall. Very awkward. Very awkward, I must say.
That's what I try to do. I have photos from 10 years ago where I still look decent that I try to use.
All right.
But people know better because they actually see me and they go, oh, yeah, glamour shot. That sucks. I would say he's certainly in the top five. And I would, right now, I'm still between Montana and Brady as the greatest ever. Those were the two best I've ever seen. After that, I got probably him, Marino, and Favre. And
see, I Elway's on my list for sure. I know you're not a John Elway guy.
I'm not as big on him because he's one of those guys that, while he was fantastic, if I'd had a choice, I think I'd rather have these other guys. And his career looked a lot different because he kind of did what Peyton did at the end of it. He picked up a couple Super Bowls because he finally got some real talent around him. And he's in that conversation, but I still, if you tell me who I would rather have to start a franchise, still rather have Dan Marino. Dan Marino had very little around him all those years.
The other guy I always talk about in these conversations, and I think he's kind of overlooked because of who he followed up, but I think Steve Young was fantastic.
Yeah, he didn't quite have the body of work of these other guys because he didn't play as long, but he's one of the best I've seen. He did get overlooked because he came after.
Yeah, those are hard shoes to fill.
Yeah, but in any of those lists, you can make a case for anybody. But who would you kick out of those to put Elway in? Marino?
My top five is probably, and I don't know about in order, but it's Elway, Montana, Brady, Manning, and I'll probably go with, I don't know. I'll probably just stick with Steve Young for me.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know Brett Favre and Dan Marino, I guess you can make the argument.
I'll tell you what,
what I've seen, list.
I'll kick Favre out to get Elway in. How's that?
That makes me feel better.
Yeah, because I was never real big on Favre either.
A lot of mistakes for Brett Favre. I like guys who are efficient with the football. Brett Favre not always efficient with the football.
Well, Brett Favre made his career on making plays, sometimes for his own team, sometimes for the other team. And and played. You know, he played a long time too, and I think he's certainly great. But yeah, I'll take Elway over him. So,
I finished my homework, Fred.
Yes.
I told you over the weekend I would give you what I thought were my 68 teams. I've even gone as far as to seed them.
Wow.
If you've got some questions about what I think my little 68 right now, which will change every day going forward, changed a lot over this weekend, a couple big upsets, including Austin Peay winning the Ohio Valley. Austin Peay is where I went to college when I was in the Army. And they are usually pretty bad at basketball, but I think the last time they made it was 2006 or 8, something like that. And they played Texas in the first round, and I was working at the Zone. Of course, they got hammered, and they'll probably be the lowest seeded team in the whole tournament. And they'll probably play Kansas, or they'll probably lose the play-in game. Who am I kidding?
Right.
But they did make it, so I give them kudos for that.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, I'm very excited.
I am cautiously optimistic. The UH is going to win the conference tournament.
Okay.
I'm
on my 68. They are not on this 68, but I would love to see that change myself.
Yeah, I and we'll get to talk about that a lot this week, but I do think Tulsa is the one team that scares me a little bit because they're playing pretty good basketball. But other than that, I think they can beat any of these other teams, and they're playing very well right now. So hopes are high. I'm hoping it happens. 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
I only have two teams from the AAC making the tournament.
I think that's probably fair.
I left Tulsa out, and I left UConn out.
So you have Temple and Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I thought Houston beating Cincinnati hurt them, but then they came back and beat SMU, which is a good win for them.
That's a quality win.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, man. It really is. This will be a fun week, and I think this is one of those years where, the AAC is kind of like college basketball in general. There's nobody there that you look at and say, oh, that's the best team in the conference.
No.
And they've all taken turns beating each other. And every time somebody looks like, okay, they may be emerging as the team. Yeah, not so much. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's a one-bid league, to be honest with you.
Depending on what happens in the conference tournaments. But like you said, that was a big win for Cincinnati. I mean, it'd have to be a remarkable choke for them not to get in at this point.
Yeah, well.
But remarkable chokes have happened.
We've seen it. And if they go out there and lose to some donkey in the first round of that tournament, then who knows? 713-780-ESPN. Couple names people throwing out. Aaron Rodgers still has a ways to go, I think, to get on the level with the guys we were talking about. And Dan Fouts was a guy I loved, but I can't put him in that group.
Yeah.
He was fun to watch, and those Charger teams were great, but never won the big one, and he was good for a shorter stretch than most of these. So can't put him on there either. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got a lot more to get to. We're going to talk about this Brock Osweiler story, among other things. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Some sort of breaking news that's not news. Apparently the White House was on lockdown briefly, but the lockdown has been lifted. My guess is some tourist left a backpack where it wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it does. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Frobia says, what are the odds that Naked 290 woman has a better 2016 than the Rockets? Man, we'll get to that. That's, for one day, we're Florida. We can't say a word. We really can't. As much as I...
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, that it happened. Well, it's embarrassing enough that you have to drive on 290, which is, with that construction right now, can we all agree, is probably the worst freeway that we
currently
have
the worst road
at the moment when there's traffic. I mean, obviously they're all bad when there's traffic, but 290 is a mess right now. You put that thing out there and that's the best we got to offer. Can't we at least get Skinny Meth Chick or something like that? We have to throw what looks like a defensive tackle on top of a truck.
Yeah.
And she won't leave. Oh well. So reports are out there that your Texans are going to make a significant offer to Brock Osweiler, that they were calling him today. How do you feel? Excuse me. How do you feel about that?
I don't hate it because we've talked a lot about the available quarterbacks out there. Do I feel better about Brock Osweiler than any other potential free agent this season? Yeah. Do I feel better about a guy who's been in the league for a few years than whoever you could possibly get with the 22nd pick in the draft? Yeah. And I know you probably feel different. I think I would prefer him to Paxton Lynch right now. So,
well, I would prefer, as far as what this team is right now, I'd probably say I'd rather have him than Paxton Lynch for next year.
Okay.
And I'm not 100% sold on him. But you are talking about a guy who does have 4 years in the league, who, you know, has had some playing time and a lot more sample size than what we saw with Ryan Mallett in New England. So I think he's a little better than that. But boy, are you going to pay him $18 million a year?
That's tough.
Which is pretty much what you're going to have to do, right? I mean, you're going to have to
That's the big issue, is that you have to pay him like he is he's a starting quarterback, not just a starting quarterback, but a pretty good starting quarterback going forward. And it's not a guarantee by any stretch, but
you've got to pay somebody at some point. You've got to make
that's what we say all the time. It's like, dude, you make a move, do something.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I really don't. I think it's at least shows that, hey, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to try to get a guy. And would I rather have him at 18 than Bob Griffin at 5? Probably, especially since they have some cap room to play with here. And yeah, the only other thing, and this has been floated out there, that now that Brady's re-upped with the Patriots, trade you Garoppolo.
Yeah.
So I think the question becomes, would you rather sign Osweiler as a free agent with no compensation, or do you trade your first round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo?
I'd rather have Brock Osweiler.
I think I would too, because again, I've seen him play.
Yeah,
and
we don't know what Jimmy Garoppolo is.
No, we really don't. I mean, he was.
And honestly, I'm tired of Bill O'Brien trying to take used Patriots parts and make something up.
Yeah, because that isn't working. Well, it's working a little bit. I mean, some of those guys work out, but quarterback wise, and it's not like he ever coached him, so who knows? Or it really, that's pretty much it when you look at it. It's all the names we've talked about. It's kind of like when they went after Bill O'Brien. It's, okay, this is the best name out there as a head coach. Well, Brock Osweiler is probably the best available name at quarterback. 713-780-ESPN. You know the worst thing about that woman on the truck is...
Okay, go ahead, tell me.
You didn't have to blur anything out because there were so many roles there that it covered everything up.
Yeah.
That was the worst part about it.
Boy, there was a lot. There was a lot to go with that. I don't even know where to start on that picture. I mean, it was all over the place.
Well, her first trip when she gets out of jail ought to be the quick way.
How did this happen? How did she get on top of that vehicle? Has the news told us what's going on with this? Like, was there just some traffic and she climbed on top of a vehicle? Or was she in the vehicle to begin with? How did it come to this?
See, I don't know.
290 is back open in both directions. A part of it near Huffmeister was shut down for nearly 2 hours this morning. As for the woman who took off all of her clothes and climbed on top of an 18-wheeler, she is now down the street at a hospital. Doctors are trying to figure out just why she did what she did. Harris County deputies who responded confirmed the woman who was driving a black car first got in two minor fender benders in Jersey Village this morning. She fled both of those scenes and then eventually crashed her car into a concrete barrier here along 290. Witnesses say that's when she got out of her car and began to take off her shirt and pants. An 18-wheeler was behind her. The vehicle stopped after he witnessed the accident. Eyewitnesses say the woman then climbed on the grill of the big rig, eventually making it to the roof of the vehicle. The driver of the truck, we're told, stayed in the cabin until rescue efforts began, and they were all out. Two ladder trucks, several firefighters, and some rope was what it took to wrangle the woman into the bucket and eventually into the ground.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Well, she was on something besides that truck, obviously.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Not a great driver.
Wow. The poor guy in the truck stops to help. So this is why nobody stopped to help me when I had my accident, is because they thought some naked woman might crawl on top of their truck. That had to be it, right?
Oh.
Real quickly, Brian says Aikman over Young. I don't have Aikman, and I don't have Aikman. Probably he'd be at the bottom of the top 10, if that, for me.
I don't even know if he'd be in my top 10.
Very, very good quarterback. Also, he was one of those guys, though, that when they needed him to win games for him, they didn't win. I mean, they won because of Emmitt Smith. And
I mean, he played on the most stacked team,
yeah,
arguably, of my lifetime.
I even think, as Cowboy quarterbacks go, I'll take Staubach.
See, I never saw him. So
I saw him as a kid, and you know, it's harder to judge when you're that age, but I loved watching him play. That's who I wanted to be growing up, was Roger Staubach. Let's try EJ. What's up, EJ?
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
Question, with A&M winning the share of the conference, let's say they win the tournament as well, what do you think the high seed that they can get?
If they win the conference tournament, they could be a four seed.
Okay, so where do you have them?
I have A&M on my current list as a six seed.
Okay.
But if they win the conference tournament, I think they could be as high as four.
I'm interested to see how their tournament shakes out in terms of matchups, because I think they can.
I know Joe Lunardi already has them as a four.
Really?
And that's pre-tournament.
Hmm. Okay.
Joe Lunardi and I disagree.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Because, well, one good thing is you're kind of – everybody hears from you year-round. Joe Lunardi we hear from about 3 weeks a year.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he disappears.
That's true.
So,
but he's also a lot better at you know, talking to the – I think he just kind of knows all the metrics that they use. And I understand it for the most part, but I think he's a little more dialed into this than I am. He's got one job.
Right.
You know, I think I'm probably a better talk show host than Joe Lunardi.
Probably.
But we disagree right now on those seedings, but I think they're somewhere between a four and a six. When it's all said and done.
Texture says, somewhere in Florida, a sports show has a gym of the day, and today it starts with, well, everything is bigger in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of people's equivalent of the gym of the day around the country. We're going to have to take our shame bell and deal with it, because, you know, that's how she's represented Houston. Thank you for that.
Shake, shake, shake.
Yeah. Nice. Hey, wouldn't you rather see really skinny, naked meth chick than that? I think I would.
I mean, there's a lot of things I'd rather see than that.
I can't unsee this. I really can't. Let's grab a phone call. Tom.
They should have just shot her.
Yeah, well, that would have...
Or at least tased her, done something. Maybe not shot her. That's probably going too far, because all lives matter. But let's just tase her, put her down, roll her off, you know, get her out of there.
Take her to the zoo.
Whatever you got to do.
Get her own. See?
Oh! Yeah.
She could have her own.
Why was no one willing to do that? If it was a man, you know damn well he would have been tased.
Yeah.
Oh!
I guess they were worried that maybe it was.
Don't get me started. What would have happened if it was a black man? I mean, who knows what would have happened?
Well.
God, it was a woman.
I'm sure they were worried that there were some kind of mental issues there, but it sounds like mental issues that were caused by.
Dude. By some sort of drugs.
Indeed.
Let me tell you. You tase, and then you ask questions later. Put them down. That guy, that truck has irreparable damage to the roof, for sure, of that big rig. And Lord knows what cargo was in that trailer. That could have been damaged.
Or,
you want to buy lettuce coming off that truck?
Not now, no.
No way.
That would be... I don't want to buy anything off that truck now. And if I'm that guy, I want to sell my truck.
See?
And paint it a different color so nobody knows, and then get me a new rig. And if they shot that chick, there would have been gravy cleanup. Well, yeah, they would have needed the hazmat crew out there.
It would have been marinara.
Nick, naked 290 lady for the new Super Bowl mascot. Now, we finally found something that the Super Bowl mascot can beat, and it's naked 290 lady. All right, we squeeze on a real quick phone call. Tom?
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you. Go, man.
Hey, well, you were talking about quarterbacks for the Texans. Is there any chance that they could trade Clowney and draft picks for Stafford?
No.
Please.
You can't trade Clowney.
Yeah, you can't trade Clowney. We go through this every week. I know you guys don't get to listen to the show every day, but it's almost impossible to trade Clowney because of the cap hit and the way the cap works. So, nice try.
And by the way, you think a lot of teams who have a franchise quarterback are looking to trade him for a broken down defensive end?
And do you think the Lions want to make that deal?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. They're like, oh, you got a quarterback, huh? He's kind of you're losing your best wide receiver. So why don't you just give up that franchise quarterback you got while you're at it, and we'll give you a defensive end who's missed more games than he's played. Deal.
Sounds good to me.
No. It's not how it works. All right, guys. Listen, I don't know what you got going on today. Maybe you were stuck in Maybe you were one of the guys who had to go out on 290 and you know, clean up that mess. Maybe your office window looks out and saw what was going on 290. Maybe your job just sucks. Maybe you're not making enough money. Ask yourself this. How many guys you know who are working in the computer industry? Everyone has a buddy in IT. How many of those guys are flat broke and can't pay their bills? No, not in that field, because there are a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing job industries in the country. The place to go to get the skills you need, mycomputercareer.edu. I had a guy on Twitter asking me about it today. I'm telling you guys, this is a great place to get started on your next career. Huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. Houston is one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies all over the city hiring IT guys, but to get these jobs, you've got to have skills and certification, and that's where My Computer Career comes in. And obviously, going back to school is what's going to help you move up in your career. But I know what you're thinking. It takes too long. It's too expensive. Not at My Computer Career. You'll be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid is available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Mike asks, how do you see a $13 million difference, Brock versus Bob Griffin? The last game Brock was in was no better than Robert's. His best year is nowhere close. Well, but Robert hasn't been anywhere close to his best year since his first year. And at some point, you have to invest in the position. I'd have no problem investing a little bit in Bob Griffin if that was your best option. But I don't know that it is. And if you can get a guy who, and basically, if you do the deal right, it's only going to be a 2-year commitment. If it winds up being a bust, oh well, at least you tried something. With Griffin, you don't know. And $5 million may turn out to be a bargain. It may turn out to be a disaster. And you can get other. They've got room to do something like this, and they can create more room. And basically, let's just say the number is $18 million. Well, if you whack Brian Hoyer, there's $5 million off your cap right there. So it's right. Really $13 million is what you'd be investing in a quarterback. Isn't that kind of reasonable?
Yeah.
I'm kind of for it.
A little bit of breaking news.
Yes.
Erin Andrews, the verdict is in.
Yes.
She had that civil lawsuit. $55 million awarded to Erin Andrews.
From the hotel?
Yeah. Yep. She had originally asked for $75 million from the owner-operator of the hotel, which was the West End Hotel Partners, which owns and operates the Nashville Marriott at Vanderbilt. That's a large sum. Closing arguments ended on Friday. Jurors went into deliberations. After arriving into court this morning, they came out with $55 million smackaroos for Erin Andrews.
Wow!
I gotta say, so worth it. So worth it. Whatever kind of emotional distress it caused. I mean, listen, Erin Andrews looked good. You know, it's not like that video came out and we were like, oh,
yeah,
she's looking sloppy.
Yeah, if somebody took that video of me, then there'd be real embarrassment.
I mean, not really, because it's like nobody cares if you're hot or not.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like Erin Andrews, everybody thinks she's hot. So especially back in 2009 when the video came out, Erin Andrews was, I mean, how old was she then? 30? I mean, she was the bee's knees back then. If that video had come out and she'd had like some kind of weird deformity or
a shark.
Yeah. She'd had some weird stuff going on, or she had terrible grooming habits, whatever it was, that might have been bad. But I mean, let's face it. Aaron looked pretty good. So I understand it sucks. Everyone saw your boobs, and you didn't want them to see your boobs. If you wanted to do that, you would have been in Playboy. But let me tell you, Playboy wouldn't have given up $55 million to get those boobies in there. That is a bargain, if you ask me. I'll get naked and climb on top of a truck on 290 for $55
million. Yeah, I will too.
That's a payday, my friend.
Yeah, and then you would never see me again.
I wouldn't care.
So it didn't matter that you got to see me naked on top of a truck, because I would buy an island and I would disappear. An island with gambling and weed, legal weed. I would make myself king of the island.
Five.
Whew. Hell, I could probably buy Galveston for $55
million. Yeah.
Just make it my own country.
Drew says, fellow Blitzer, my radio on the way back, or my radiator on the way back from Waco. The curse is real. His radiator blew. That's unfortunate. I hope you're nowhere in raping distance, because they'll find you there. If I'm Aaron Andrews, I'm turning in my resignation today. I'm never working again. Never working again.
Yeah.
Chase says, Chase said, breaking news, Aaron Andrews retires. That's a good point. That's what I was just getting at. Lamont says, I'm sorry the fact dude got benched for 18. That scares me. If that wasn't Peyton Manning, if that was any just your average starting quarterback, do you think Peyton Manning would have come back in? No. I mean, it wouldn't have happened, but he's Peyton Manning. You had to let Peyton Manning come back. There's very few guys like Manning, Brady. They have a donkey year like that, and they get hurt, and then they're out for a while. When they come back, they've got to play.
Yeah.
It's just, if that were, give me a random guy. If that were Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett, he'd played like Peyton Manning did, and Ryan Mallett was the backup, and Brian Hoyer gets hurt, Ryan Mallett plays how Brock did, Brian Hoyer doesn't get that job back. But because it was Peyton Manning, he got the job back.
And the thing is, everybody's saying they have to invest in the quarterback position. They have to invest in the quarterback position. They've been going on the cheap, and everybody complains about that. Well, this is probably the best option that's going to be available, and they're diving in with both feet. I'm okay with that. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I'd rather see that than this constant let's bring back Ryan Fitzpatrick, who apparently isn't going to get a deal done with the Jets, or let's bring in RG3 or any of these guys. No, I want to see them invest. Let's try William. Let's see what William has to say. What's up, William?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing sports.
My question was, if the Houston Texans are not a Super Bowl contender by the end of J.J. Watt's contract, could you guys see him moving up to Green Bay Packers and trying to catch Aaron Rodgers?
Do you realize his contract goes through 2021?
Right. No, I guess, man, I guess the better question is, how long do we think J.J. Watt would keep patience and then ask for a trade if the Texans will not become a Super Bowl contender anytime soon?
Through 2021, which is what his contract's through.
Yeah.
So, does that answer your question? Where is that coming from? Where is the does he want to go to Green Bay thing? Is that Packer fan in town? He signed through 2021. You'll probably get him at the end of his career when he's Vince Wilfork. Okay, that's two calls in a row that deserve the shame bell. Can we?
Shame.
All right, let's pick up the quality here, guys. And a lot of people are mentioning that half of that money is supposed to come from the peeper who doesn't have it.
That's true.
So she's probably going
to get $25-30 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe you can't buy an island. You could buy a peninsula.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Gosh, I wish I could sue somebody for $25 million for something.
Yeah, I wish somebody was serious enough about seeing me naked that they'd,
stalk you and take a picture through a peephole.
Cut my peephole open.
Hell, man, I'll make it easy on them. I'll accidentally leave the door open one day or stand in front of the window, whatever works.
Hi, Fred.
No, maybe not. There's people saying they would sue me if that got out. Yeah, it'd probably be a good thing. All right, let's take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is
The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Good addition, John. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to that at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download that today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Also, check out, if you want, and we're going to talk at 5 o'clock about the fights on Saturday because I want to devote some time to that. But, you know, there was somebody here who hit pretty much every fight he bet. Not me.
It was a good day.
Well, actually, I did hit every fight I bet because I only bet one. But all that strategy... available in the great audiobook, An Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Style. Just go to GalMediaPublishing.com. Buy it today. Or you can go to PodcastArena.com. All for the low, low price of $12.99. And people asking if 290 Girl, is that her name or her weight? I got it.
Oh, well over
I gotta,
290.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take the over.
I mean, unless she's just like 4'6", which I guess is possible, but boy, there's a lot of meat going on there.
Yeah. 9'36", of course. He played at Wisconsin, Fred. Grew up a Packers fan. That's his reasoning. Yeah, if he wanted to have left, he wouldn't have signed the biggest deal at the time for a defensive player. Yeah. He's not going anywhere. You know, you guys can stop with that. Man, I don't ask for much. Just do a little bit of research before you call in. Just a little. Maybe, because I mean, how does that thought pop into your head? You're just driving along, maybe J.J. Watt wants to go to the Packers.
Yeah.
Because he grew up in Wisconsin. Let's forget the whole giant contract he just signed. Okay.
I mean, they'll make it work. You know, every Packers, don't worry. They're not worried about following the rules of salary caps and things like that. They've got it.
But you know what you can do when you play Madden? You can trade him to the Packers.
Yeah, you can do that.
So there you go.
Depending on if you have the trade blocker on, because sometimes right. if you have that rule on, it'll be like, no, this trade's...
Or if you have if you play with the salary cap, it's a little difficult. Yeah. But it's already starting, by the way. KPRC2 Weather tweeted this out. Severe weather threat Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday morning. Not that we should be scared or anything, but it says flash flood watch noon Tuesday to 6 p.m. Wednesday. 3 to 7 inches, and then it says 12 inches possible. So technically, wouldn't it be 3 to 12 inches? Because it's got like 3 to 7, and then 12 inches. Then it says tornadoes, water spouts, damaging wind, lightning.
People keep putting up pictures of 290 Girl. Guys.
We don't need to see them.
I've seen it.
We've all seen it. It sure looks like she has a package, though.
First of all, I can't even tell where her boob and where her flanks, like where her boob starts and her flank begins. It's all like
just
a big jumbled mess.
Four layers.
And secondly,
four layers.
There's a, like, obviously, you know, a Jabba the Hutt reference is easy, but like if you look at the two or three middle layers, it looks almost like you could make a face of Jabba the Hutt, like it with that. It looks like his face, like his mouth there, or maybe a Ninja Turtle. Secondly,
she looks more like Kolodi Nada.
That's a good one too. I was going to say, she looks like sort of a melted Twix bar, is what I'm getting here. It's,
yeah,
like, you know how Twix has like the, I guess the chocolate drizzle the way it works.
Yeah.
So there's like little sections and lumps. That's kind of what it looks like.
You know who I'd like to talk to on air?
No,
not her.
Oh,
the poor guy who was stuck in the truck.
Boy,
we have a lot of truckers who listen to us, and I would not be surprised if he's a blitzer. If you are,
it's probably with the police.
Probably, but somebody will tell him. Squeeze on a phone call. Kevin, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's up? I just want to talk about, instead of getting Brock Osweiler, let's get Brent Grimes and solidify our defense. What do you think?
Then you got to take his wife with it. I don't want any part of her.
Well, let's also, I mean, at some point you have to
Brent Grimes, that's fine and good, but you still have to get a quarterback from somewhere. So another cornerback would be great to have, but he can't play quarterback. Somebody has to play quarterback.
I think everyone in that organization, I think everyone in the city realizes it's time to go get a quarterback and quit doing what you're suggesting, which, well, let's just keep building the defense and hope that works out. At some point, yeah, Disco Biscuit says her boob is between her top two roles, I think. Ugh, I can't tell.
I can't either.
I don't want to see anymore. I really don't. A couple of things, though, on the Texans that you remember last week we were talking about Brandon Brooks and what Brandon Brooks might command on the open market.
Yep.
Reportedly, teams are willing to throw $8 million a year at that guy.
See ya.
I'm kind of with you on that. I think that's that creates a major hole and a big need, but I think you can probably get someone who's...
He's not worth that.
He's going to be worth that to somebody.
I know, but for this team, he's not valuable enough to this team to warrant that kind of a payday.
I don't know if I agree or not. I think he's he's probably their best offensive lineman. The question is, can you replace him? Dwayne Brown was not that good last year.
I still think he's better than Brandon Brooks.
I don't know. I'm not so sure I'm willing to go with you on that.
All right.
But either way, I mean, he's an interior offensive lineman.
Yes.
And that's where you have to kind of go, But I think that would give me pause. If he really thinks he's going to get that kind of money on the open market, then I'm looking at backup plans. Let's try Trevor real quick. What's up, Trevor?
Hey, guys. Sports. What's going on?
Sports to you.
I was just calling to complain, actually, about some of these Texans fans. Everybody's saying we should go get a quarterback, and then this report comes out about Brock Osweiler, and everybody is upset about it. I just don't understand it, really. I wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
Well, because, I mean, like we talked about in the first segment, Brock Osweiler is still an unproven commodity. There are a lot of question marks around him, and you're going to have to pay Brock Osweiler like he's a sure thing. And that's scary to some people. It's frustrating to some people, and I understand that. But it's one of those risks that, I mean, that is a boom or bust move. And honestly, hell, I'd give him credit for taking a risk like that. And here's the other thing. If Bill O'Brien is what we've all been led to believe he is, if he's some sort of QB whisperer and he can really make his magic happen on these guys, then shouldn't Brock Osweiler be, an ideal project for him?
He's got all the things you're looking for in terms of size, arm strength. He's got decent mobility. I know Salisbury loves the guy.
And Here's the other thing. If you get Brock Osweiler and he's a total disaster, when he's gone, it means Bill O'Brien's gone.
Yeah.
Because they will be paired together. They will succeed or fail together. And so if Bill O'Brien wants to make that move, if he thinks he's the guy, then hell, go for it, man.
He's got to be an upgrade over what you've had, right?
Oh, I don't. Well,
it's hard to say because we haven't seen enough of him.
Yeah, I would think he is. I think his potential is an upgrade over what you've had. But remember the whole thing on Mallett and Hoyer was that Mallett had this potential.
Right.
Now, obviously, Mallett's work ethic had a lot to do with why his potential didn't pan out, and you assume that Brock Osweiler would have better work ethic than him. But
Well, I think maybe that's what's scaring people a little bit. Is this Ryan Mallett version 2.0 and you're paying him a bunch of money? And
physically, they look a lot alike. I mean, you could see why, but...
So I understand that concern, but from all indications, this guy's not a complete knucklehead. So, EA says, isn't the Brock situation similar to signing Schaub from Atlanta? That worked out pretty well for a while. I think this has a better chance to be Matt Schaub on the good end than it does Ryan Mallett. Anyway, we'll talk more about that. We'll get some more phone calls. We'll get a little UFC when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.